on your internet voice, it's Jen. Welcome to the Knit with a Knits podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn. My co-host is
Diana.
I'm told it's episode 333 or 3E.
If you're looking well, at them. I ran out of E's, so it's actually like thriff.
Now we're just making stuff up.
Yeah. Good luck, Google Transcribe, getting that one right.
Google Transcribe barely gets my name right. Never mind.
The transcribe really struggles with you in general, and I don't know why.
Maybe I talk too fast. I don't think I'm enunciating unclearly, but I'm definitely mashing words together to spit them out as quickly as possible, so that could be the problem.
I don't think we talk all that differently.
I don't think so.
But it gets
so
me fine
either,
and it doesn't get you at all.
But it just really struggles with me, so that's fine. What do I know? Okay, we've got things. We have actual show notes. It's crazy up in here.
Wild. We have an actual recorded episode.
A recorded episode. Which I have very little time to turn around and get to you, so it can go out on time because I decided that I could have coffee 2 days in a row. Don't know what I was thinking. All right. Well, That'll teach me to try to be a productive member of my society. Well,
This week we've got What's in Our Cup, Cool Threads, Woolly Workings, and Wool Gathering. What is in your cup this week, today, at this fine hour of the afternoon?
Lemonade. Why? Because I may have been looking up how to make your own flavoring thing for pumpkin spice lattes.
Okay. I don't see the connection with lemonade.
It means lemonade season's almost over because it's almost pumpkin spice season.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Now, does that mean I will not drink lemonades later in the year? Oh, no, guys, I drink lemonade all year round. Lemonade is like tea and water. It just happens. However.
Well, yeah.
There is an overindulgence in my favorite squash between September and like November. And that squash is pumpkin. Now, I have savory pumpkins. So, like, I will have pumpkin for drinks. I will have pumpkin in desserts. I will have pumpkin in treats. I will have pumpkin as the main course in a savory dinner. I will eat pumpkin in all of its various pumpkin forms. Roasted pumpkin seeds will start showing up at my door because my sister carves pumpkins every year. And then she takes the seeds and she roasts them. And she knows I love her salt pepper mix because I love her salt pepper mix for her roasted pumpkin seeds. Ooh. And eat them by the bag. I don't share these. Okay, no. If you know if I truly love something, Diana's never tasted it before. Because I don't share.
This is a fair point.
If I'm willing to share something and I like it, it's because I want to get other people hooked on it. But if I really, really love it, you are hard-pressed to get me to share any of what is mine. I turn into that child who never figured out that lesson in kindergarten. Same with the Sobeys meatless meatballs. Sobeys are compliments frozen, and they're in the freezer every once in a while, but I struggle to share those because they're so tasty. I shared some with Erin because she didn't believe me, and she's like, okay, now I see why this is a if we see them we buy them sort of situation. I'm like, yeah, they're really good. Okay. And they're vegan. Okay. Bonus. And Jocelyn friendly, which means there's no corn. Why did I try for good looking hair? I'm just going to end up throwing it behind me anyway because I get warm. What are you drinking today?
In the usual mushroom cup is the usual cappuccino coffee thing.
Lovely.
I failed at frothing my milk today, or I failed at pouring. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been getting pretty good at doing like ye olde basic latte art.
Okay, yes.
But I absolutely failed today, and I don't know exactly what I did wrong. It tastes fine. I just failed at pouring myself some art today.
Every time we record.
You're allergic to recording.
Sweet Jesus.
Can't be allergic. You've got to stop being allergic to recording.
I really do.
This fly is like spiraling around my room and it keeps flying right in front of my face and then pinging off the window. Like, it's trying to annoy me. Like, it's not just going around doing its own fly thing. It is specifically getting my attention to irritate me.
So it's like kamikaze fly?
Yes!
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't have anything in the way of cool threads. It's not cool enough yet for me. Getting cooler, like in the evenings, it's positively delightful outside, instead of, oh my God, when will the temperature drop? So, like, it's the start, but we're not into September yet. We're not into single digits yet. We're still into the low to high 20s most days. So, like, we're not there yet. We're still in summer.
There's a tree just down the street I can see from this window, and it's starting to turn already.
You're like, dude, too soon.
Yeah, I know. We're not even out of August yet. And it's like,
because you know there's more
a few
heat
trees
coming.
That are starting to. And I'm like, so we heading for a real early winter this year?
No, we never do. We always have heat well into September.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, I'm pretty sure the trees didn't turn until September last year. But I don't know. It's been a weird year. So the trees are turning. And it's getting to be fall-like. We had a proper fall day on, I think it was Thursday. It was like a high of 15 and like blustery and drizzly.
See, it's about the right time of year for that to start showing up. But consistently,
and after
not
a week of being
September.
In the desert, so good.
So wonderful.
So nice. I was like a plant and I just like sat out there and I didn't even care that I was getting wet. I was just so excited for moisture and a temperature that required sleeves. I wore sleeves. I wore a sweatshirt with a t-shirt underneath it.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, I got cold enough that I had to go get another sweater. And I was so excited. Anyway, none of those things were knit things. The cool thread that I have is it was my 5-year anniversary on Friday. Oh
yep.
My God, this fly is trying its hardest to drive me insane. It was my 5-year anniversary on Friday, and so we went out for fancy dinner, and of course all my dresses are summer dresses, and we were still kind of having a fall day, so I wore my Find Your Fade, and I wrapped myself up all cozy in my giant Find Your Fade shawl, and it actually went surprisingly well with the red and black dress.
Oh, good.
Because the Find Your Fade is like gold and red and the exact right shade of blue that works with the red that the dress was.
So it has, the red has a blue undertone to it.
Yeah, I can't do orangey reds. It's doesn't work for me. So I do the more bluey reds.
Yep.
So it was the right shade of blue that worked with the dress, and it looked so good. And I got to wear my ridiculous heels that I bought in Vegas that I couldn't ultimately wear because I had destroyed my feet too much.
Yes.
So I got to wear my ridiculous 6-inch stiletto sandals.
Oh, that would have made you taller than your husband.
I did, yeah. It was fun. Felt like I was walking around on stilts. And he kept trying to
you
walk
were
too fast, and I'm like, slow down.
It's one of those ones where
the
you
only
pick up
thing
a leg
keeping...
and go, you see this footwear? This is not leisurely death march footwear. This is stroll like we're a lady footwear, and that is what we're going to do.
Yes. It was pretty much, I attached myself to his arm. Do you see these shoes? Do you see
yes,
this ground? This ground
yes.
is not even. These
no.
shoes are for even ground. You
yes.
are going to stand here and go at my pace.
All right. Uh-huh. Shall we do things of the knitting nature?
Yes. Yes, we should do that. I have three things and
Great
two of
God,
them
guys.
Are finishes.
I didn't start sniffling until we pushed the record button.
You're just allergic to recording.
Just allergic to recording. All right. I have more than three things and two of them are cast-ons. Why finish anything?
I don't know. Why finish anything? Who needs finishing?
Who needs finishing? So I suppose it means I'm going first.
Probably.
I have just brought the squares that I've worked on today because I'm not dragging all of my squares in here anymore, folks. So many squares. So in wild Joss and craziness of Joss and Crazy Brain Land, I decided to turn a coffee table cover into a bedspread. We've all been following this adventure for a while now, and I figured out that I needed 84 more squares to, in theory, either have a bed blanket size or be like one row short, like so close it hurts or finished. And then I needed 25 squares per pillowcase. So I have been making stacks of 10 squares. Today I have made 6 so far. The day is not done yet. And I either put that stack of 10 in the big bag for the blanket, or I split that stack of 10 into 5 and add each pile of 5 to the pillowcase stacks. The last stack of 10 I finished the other day, I made into pillowcase stack 5s. So this will become a stack of 10 for the big bag. I'm just doing this until I am out of essentially what is reclaimed yarn, because my mom brought home a cotton cardigan that I'd made the other year or 2 years, a couple of years ago now at this point. And she liked wearing it, but the sleeves were too short and there's no additional yarn to lengthen the sleeves. So I pulled all of that yarn apart because I'm going to use that cotton Karen cake yarn in my cotton Karen cake blanket. And then I will go buy enough yarn to make the crocheted cardigan for my mom again next summer and make sure that I get enough to make sleeves. Because mom wants sleeves. Fair.
Real sleevey sleeves?
Mom likes real sleevey sleeves. Elbow length or wrist length for mom. She doesn't do the little short elbow, like short above elbow sleeves, which I will do.
I love elbow sleeves.
Not a ton of progress, because again, we were live on Wednesday. Even though we're recording like a day later than we wanted to, there hasn't actually been that many days.
It has been, I guess, technically almost a week.
Almost. So I've done about another 20 squares, which is fine. Not as many as I wanted to get done, but I have been getting things done. Why I've been distracted. Dealing with garbagey life, garbagey. Me garbageson. Ugh, life. Who wants to deal with that?
I don't know.
Adulting. What a lie. This is not fun. I don't enjoy it.
You get to have cake for dinner and stay up as late as you want, but then you have to find out that just makes you feel like garbage, and that fact is in and of itself garbage.
It is in and of itself garbage. All right. You said you had 3 to my 4?
I do indeed.
So you get to go.
I get to go. Okay. 1 second. Negotiating a stitch. Let's start with a finish. Start with a finish? Sure. I'll start with the thing in the thumbnail. I finished my summer secret crop for our, what was the name of that MCAL? The Summer Solstice MCAL. No, not MCAL. Regular Cal. Knit with us. Summer. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Take 2.
That worked great. Love it.
You're going to leave all this in, aren't you?
I usually do. Would you like to try that again? Okay.
I finished the Summer Secret Crop, which was our Summer Solstice Knit With Us project that I started in June, I think.
Yes.
And it finally got done because I finally actually worked on it. It is such a fast little knit. It's probably like a one skein thing. But I was striping 2 colors together, so it was a 2 skein thing. And whoop. And it's curly and there's ends sticking out because I haven't washed and blocked it yet. The ends are all woven in. Like, this is finished, like properly finished. The ends are woven in and everything. But I trim my ends after I wash it. So let's just hold it upside down for a second. And yeah, it's halter top shaped. And I'm really excited about it. And I'm very excited that I got to use these colors that I would never have used otherwise, but our Patreon picked it for me, and I love it, and thank you.
And for everybody who listens to us and doesn't watch us, guys, it's her yellow and dark green, because it's the Borg color, sock club colorway, and the yellow goldfinch.
So it's both Fireweed Fiber Co. The green and black is... Yeah, I'm the Borg or something about Borg. I don't remember what the actual name was, but it's the Borg colorway. It's green and black. And then the other one is American Goldfinch. So it's a bright, cheerful yellow with little bits of black and orange and white. Not that I think the white is showing up on camera, but in person, there's little bits of white as well. So it's bright and cheerful and high contrast without having bumblebee vibes, which I'm really thrilled with.
I like it. I like how it turned out.
And
I think it looks really good.
I tried
good.
it on last night and it fits. So this is great.
So good. You just need to wash a block and then trim the ends.
Indeed I do.
Oh,
and so then smart. Definitely wear a bra with it because this gauge is so loose. I got gauge. Like, this is the gauge recommended in the pattern. And if you look at the pattern picture, it's like translucent. But yeah, you can kind of see, you can kind of see through it. So it's definitely a wear at least a bra underneath kind of situation.
That's fair.
Anyway, I'm really excited to wear this later this week once it's washed.
I am very excited that it's done because I absolutely hardcore bombed the summer solstice knit with us project that I had picked. So I'm hoping I do better for the fall one.
I'm just so happy it's done. And I have another summery shirt. And I should not catch that one broken nail on the very loose gauge.
Yeah, that would hurt. Don't do that.
Both
you
get my nails
and
done
your
tomorrow,
shirt.
But yeah.
It would hurt both you and your shirt. Don't do it.
It's done. I'm so happy. Okay. All right. We're done.
We're good?
That was the Summer Secret Crop by Jesse Made Design.
I think so, yeah.
Something.
I think it's Jesse Made.
It's like M-A-E-D. Not made like the verb, but made like a name. A-E-D. Yeah.
Clarity with English. That's what people come here for.
It's linked in the show notes.
I just know it. I just
It's linked
know
in
it.
The show notes.
Guys, oh, so good. All right.
Yeah. Carry on.
Using one of this year's Sock Club colorways from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co., insert super cheesy ad point where you can save 10% off an order if you order from Fireweed Fiber Co. using Northern Knits 10. Heavens knows we talk about her yarn because we love it enough. She kindly gave us a discount coupon code for you guys.
A good
and
time.
We highly encourage that you use it because we really like her yarn. Oh, I decided it is a really good yarn. I decided I wanted to knit, not crochet, a pair of fingerless mittens. So I went and did a ye old Ravelry rabbit hole search, which is into the advanced search features. Say it was a DK weight yarn. Say that I wanted it knitted and said that I wanted fingerless mittens. And then proceeded to scroll till something caught my eye. Turns out I really need to learn how to crochet dragon scales because that also really catches my eye. But it's kind of fiddly.
Yeah.
And all the video tutorials show you things like you can see what's going on. So I feel like I'm going to have to watch one of those tutorials and then get someone explain to me what directionality they're trying to have me do. And then I think it'll work. But I did find the Point Edwards mitts, which when you look at it, you're like, ah, oh, beautiful, classy pair of fingerless mittens. And if you know me, the next words out of your mouth are, oh my God, Jocelyn, you hate ribbing. And there's ribbing on the bottom, and a lot of it. And there's ribbing at the top, a lot of it. And the whole thumb is ribbed, a lot of it.
Why do you keep doing this to yourself?
It's apparently like cables. I would love the look of ribbing. But just like with cables, I struggle to do the bloody thing. And did it stop me? No, guys, it didn't stop me. It rarely stops me. I just gripe along the way. I hand wound up a ball of tweed DK yarn from this year's Buffy Club colorways. I would tell you the name of it, but I have already misplaced the ball band. So I don't know, it's from earlier this year. So good at these things. It's almost
We're
like I've been podcasting for like 6 years or something ridiculous like that.
I know, it's like we should almost have our shit together or something.
What? Now let's not get crazy here. I decided to do this, found the pattern, and cast it on, all while doing the Patreon e-knit in this past Sunday instead of Saturday. And here's my progress. I have 3 inches of cuff, and I have started the stockinette section of the mitten. Now, here's the thing. This was supposed to be twisted rib.
Okay.
I have regular ribbing, because I forgot the twisted part.
Meh.
Whatever. It's fine. The pattern calls for twisted rib. I happen to really love twisted rib. And that's okay. The other thing I'm doing is I got sent by Jen, the wonderful Jen, some... I would say a chunk. A small series of 9-inch circular needles. Look at these. They're tiny!
Oh, they're Jenny, adorable.
Jenny, they're so little. To try, because she had tried them and she didn't like them, and they're chow goose, and I do love chow goose, and I'd never tried the very, very small circular. I got 2 14-inch ones at 4 millimeter to do arms on fingering weight sweaters. But I'd wanted to give the smaller ones a try, and I haven't done the sock one yet, but this is the 3.75 millimeter. Because I want a proper dense DK weight mitt, right? Like, I want a proper, mm-hmm. I could wear this in winter and not get cold. So I did not want a loose gauge. I wanted a very snug gauge. And I'm making a mitt. I'm not doing too bad. I've got like, I'm at the point where I need to start doing the thumb gusset. So it's 3 inches and then all the fancy middle parts and then the top part. And the top part is essentially just the ribbing again, I suspect for longer, because you fold the ribbing down. So you get a double thick ribbed cuff. So, and as much as I complain about the ribbing, and boy do I complain about the ribbing, I love the look, I love the feel, I love what it does, I love how it cinches in and it's all nice and snug, and this is a really nice soft DK weight yarn, so it feels really good against the skin, and it's not a color I can wear next to my face, because it's a bad color for next to my face. But I think we'll look excellent when I'm wearing these and trapezing around the universe with my blind lady stick and a cup of seasonal hot beverage. Guys, it's almost pumpkin season. And with my cobalt blue coat.
Yep.
And my pie made me do it shawl. Mostly because the... See, what I'm registering as pinks may not actually be pinks, but I know whatever color it is I am registering. I'm also picking up in the Pie Made Me Do It shawl, which is a shawl design I released, I think, last year, early this year. I think it was last year. Between that and my cobalt blue fall coat, I will be all sorts of weird colors with some sparkle and tweed, which will make me very happy. And we will go from there. So that's all the progress I did on a Patreon e-knit, including finding the pattern and winding the yarn. So, like, they're 4-hour long stints, guys. Like, I got time.
You get some progress done.
We also had a very in-depth conversation on how we all hold our knitting needles differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's true of everybody. I don't think any two people hold their needles exactly the same.
I don't think so either. But so far, I have not had a problem with these tiny little circulars. I'm not noticing any cramping or any differentials for anything. We'll see how I do once I got the thumb gusset done, because I don't do stuff on waste yarn. So we'll see. I might end up like clip stitch marker my stitches off, so they're on stitch markers, like clippy stitch markers, for me to deal with and manhandle from there. Because usually I just use like a DPN needle or something, right? And I just slide them in there and away we go. But I don't think that's going to work in this case. I think it's too small of a circumference for me to be working around that extra needle. So I think I'm going to have to put them on stitch markers. I could use waste yarn. I don't like using waste yarn. I find it difficult to pick stitches up from it with my vision. So...
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So that was one of the things I started on Sunday. Tana's like, I'm going to have 2 finishes. I'm like, I'm going to cast on a thing. It'll be fine.
Oh, believe me, I want to cast on things so much. I may have purchased a pattern in this past week because I
Well,
saw it
you
on
can.
Instagram and I'm like, I want to do that.
You just finished two things.
I did, but I did not. I'm at plus one projects for the last 2 months,
Are
July
you counting
and
the test knit? You better not be counting the test knit.
not counted the test knit.
Test knit? Okay. What did you cast on that was a bonus? Because you have the test knit and you've got.
Because I didn't quite keep to my two out one in, so I was aiming.
Okay.
I'm keeping a running count, and
Right.
vanilla socks do not count.
No, you decided those weren't going to count because those are your like roundy knitting.
Yeah, so vanilla
Yeah.
socks don't count. But for June and July, I ended up at plus one project each month.
How did you do that? Was I enabling you really hard those
I
months?
think so. I mean, part of it was that
I mean, I
we were
do
doing
that.
the knit-alongs, so I had to start a thing.
Yeah. Well,
I honestly,
yes.
I think it's the Summer Secret and the caged halter top, which is my non-finish that I have to talk about this week.
Now that you started all on your own, I did not
Yeah, well,
enable you
that was
into
my
that one.
secret. That was my secret knitting
Yeah.
or crochet 1 month.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right. Oh, that works. You're up. Your turn. I have
All right, my second finish.
two more to go and a story.
My second finish is that I finished the scrappy, stripy, striping socks,
Good.
which
You
don't
wanted to get
count
those
towards my
done.
overall project count, but it means I now have no vanilla socks, and it means I can cast on a new pair of vanilla socks.
Excellent.
Actually, what it means is if we remember the Red Wing Blackbird socks and
We
how the
do.
cuffs don't match.
Yes.
Mr. Diana has requested that I make the cuffs match. So first, I'm going to make the cuffs match because they've been sitting on my desk for a while, waiting for needles. I have needles,
Oh, good.
so I can make the cuffs match, and then I can cast on a new pair of socks.
Okay.
So these are the scrappy, stripy, striping socks. They are made out of all of the little bits and bobs, the like 5 and 10 and like not even 20 grams of sock yarn that I had. That's backwards.
The wee
I
bits.
realized. Sorry?
The wee bits.
The wee bits, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just all striped together and vaguely cohesive. I realized I did different heels on these socks. The one sock has an even
Did
heel and one
you
sock has
do
a fish lips kiss heel.
that? Okay.
Cause I didn't think
Okay.
about it. Okay.
Whatever. They're
So
for
the
you.
heels are
They're
very different
scrappy.
sizes.
Oh, do you have one heel that's slightly wider than the other?
Well, they're the same width, but the fish lips kiss heel appears to be that's this one on the, I guess that'll be your right. The
Sure.
this one.
The this one.
The this one. I'm like, wait, how are you gonna? Yeah,
It's
that'll be
fine.
your right.
It's
This is
fine.
my left, but that's your right. It's notably smaller. I don't know why, but it is. And I was so careful to get the lengths of my feet the same, but now I'm like, did I actually? It's like my toes are the same. And let me. No, yeah, and the lengths of my feet are the same, but the depth of the even heel is it's deeper. That's the one on the backside from your perspective. So it'll be interesting wearing these as a pair and seeing which one fits better.
I mean, it is truly a side-by-side comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're only vaguely a pair. And that's okay. Especially this top one, the one that I just finished. It's like such a cacophony. Which is interesting because actually the entire top half of the sock, like once I got out of this green, like the purple and blue stripes,
Yeah.
it was two self-striping yarns that I'm striping together. So it's the same two yarns all the way up, and it looks wildly different.
Yeah, it does look so different.
Anyway, striping self-striping yarns yields very interesting results.
It does.
I would recommend doing gradient yarns, like I did on the first sock. That yields a much more cohesive result. But you do you.
You know what you have? You have your fun, colorful, playful socks for when you need to be fun and colorful. Like when you're having a day where you're like, ugh, but you know a good colorful thing will cheer you right up. Like that's what you need. That's what
They
those socks are for.
are fun and colorful.
Yeah.
So I also wove in all the ends on these, so they just need a wash, and I mean they will get blocked by getting stuck on my feet, but
That's how that works.
and then I can trim all the many ends there on the inside. As you can imagine, when you're striping together two yarns in like 5 to 10 gram bits.
A lot of
And then I still
ends.
wound up with like 2 or 3 gram bits, so I tied them together and I started making, not that one. I started making one of those magic knot balls.
Okay.
So it's the whole thing is like maybe 5 to 10 grams right now. I probably can't even get a whole toe out of this magic knot ball, and I probably wouldn't want to make socks out of the thing that's got knots in it. So I don't know what this is going to be, but it was too much yarn to just throw it out, but it was not enough yarn to actually do something.
Look forward to my next Instagram reel where I weigh grams and go, oh, you're less than five, and drop it in the garbage can.
I see people making fun things out of these magic knot balls, so I figure I'll make one and then it'll become, I don't know, granny squares or something basic like that.
Would work.
Coasters, scrubbies, I don't know.
Make
It's
great
sock yarn, so probably
coasters.
not scrubbies because it's wool, but.
Well, yeah, and it's super washed. There's no scrub to the scrubbing part.
True. So, but I don't know.
Coasters could be good.
I will just make this ball for a while, and then I don't know, it can become,
Something.
once it gets once it hits like a reasonable amount, it'll become something, squares for something.
That'll work. That'll work.
So, second finish, not that it counts to my overall project count finish, but it's
Well,
finished.
it's a finish. That's what
Bam.
matters.
Okay.
Mind you, if you get that halter top bralette thing done this week, then you could cast on that pattern you bought. What pattern did you buy? Like the worst. Did you tell me about it?
No, I didn't. I was going to, and I got distracted by something, and I
I was
absolutely
like,
forgot.
I don't recall
I
being told you bought a pattern. So like now I feel like I'm
bought a
not in the
pattern.
known. Bad friending doesn't tell me about
Sorry,
pattern
I'm sorry. I
purchases.
keep seeing on Instagram, I can't remember what account, but she's working on the amazing cowl, like a maze, like labyrinth. And it's one of those roll a dice, a choose your own adventure things. And I really wanted to know how it worked. And so I bought the pattern. And so it looks really fun, and you can add roll for extra chaos and add like beads and stuff, and you get it's like this mosaic knit cowl. So I think I'm going to find some reasonably, and it's DK weight, so
Contrasty.
I'm gonna
Contrasty.
find some high contrast yarn in this bin that I'm pointing at behind me,
Got it. Got it.
where
The
I
DK weight
keep all
bin.
of my all of the DK stuff from Fireweed Fiber Co. and others. I'm gonna find some high contrast, and I don't think I have suitable beads, so I can't roll for that much chaos. But yeah, you
That's okay.
basically like you there's depending on how deep you want your cowl, there's like 4 to 6 chart repeats all the way up. And
Okay.
so each so you roll for each chart repeat. And then there's ribbing at the top and the bottom, but one of the ribbings is like I think they called it a dance magic dance. So you roll to fill in your chart of how you do this cabled ribbing.
My
And it's
God.
just the most chaos. And I love it. And I want to do it.
Oh.
I'll link that in the
Yes.
show notes too.
Yes, link that. That's delightful. I love that. All right.
So yeah, I'm going to
Very
have fun
quickly,
choosing some yarn for that.
while we record, I'm working on my socks. Look,
More socks.
I've done no work on these since the last time we recorded or the last time I talked about them. There is coffee in that Nebula socks, from the Star Trek Sock Club colorway. Are you tired of hearing about Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co? I love
Never.
her
It's too
sock yarn.
pretty.
I love her sock yarn. I love the socks I have made out of her sock yarn. Like, I have almost worn through a pair. That's how often I wear them. And
I'm wearing a pair right now.
I knit Kevlar, guys. They're very sturdy socks that I'm creating. So
I don't
I
knit
am.
Kevlar and they're still holding up great.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited and so happy. And what am I going to do when I wear them out? I will patch them. And then when I can't patch them anymore, I will just make new socks. That is how socks should be done. So I only work on these socks while we're recording or while I'm editing. And since I haven't been editing in a while. There's been no work done on these because these are my roundy, roundy desk top knitting. So there we go. I'm doing two at a time toe up vanilla socks in classic Jocelyn style, which means it's going to be a German short row garter heel because that is currently what I'm vibing. On my usual suspects, which are my 2.25 millimeter Chow Gu long cord needles because I am comfortable with magic loop. I just am. All right, I got one more to go. Do you have one more to go?
I have one more to go.
Okay, there's nothing fancy to talk. It's socks, guys. I'm making a pair of socks. These are going to be shorty socks. Why? Because I need shorty socks.
I'm working on another halter top. out of Fireweed Fiber Co. yarn. Just coincidentally, I picked some scraps to marl together, and it just happens that all my blues are her yarn.
That's fair.
Yeah, so I marled together, I think this one was a bird colorway. I want to say it's like great blue heron or something, but it's the medium to dark blues with flecks of orange.
Okay. I remember the colors. I don't remember the name of the colorway. I'm not that good.
Yeah, I don't either. And I've long since gotten rid of the ball band. And there's a blue here that I think might be one of the Star Trek ones.
From Enterprise?
Yeah. Oh, it could be Enterprise. Because that was one of the colors.
Yeah.
It might be Enterprise. Anyway, those are marling together to make this gorgeous, like, denim effect, which is exactly what I was hoping would happen.
Oh, yeah. No, I like those. For a note, guys, those are the boob cups for the halter. She's just holding up some triangles like we are supposed to know what they do.
Well, I said it was a halter top. So there. It's like this.
Not all of us are that good at visualization from triangles to halter top.
Well, you should be. Wait, there we go. Backwards.
Well, I should be.
Well, you should be. You should be able to visualize the fully completed thing.
From your
so
triangles.
So now that I've got them attached. So there's little strings around the side here. And it does like, you make a long cord and it does like a lace-up, vaguely corsety thing on the back.
Okay, yeah.
So it's extremely adjustable. And then this particular one has the band has some like double crochet squares, so it's like netting basically down here, and then like sort of a, and then it has a similar motif up between the cups, so it ends up being a halter top. So you just do some double crochet netting all the way up and then halter, so it just ties around your neck and then it ties around the back. And
I've seen it, it's very pretty.
Yeah. So this is the Caged Halter Top made by Bjax. That's a free tutorial on YouTube. It's good. This is my second thing of hers that I'm making, and it's fun and it's a good time. And I'm annoyed because I did not look far enough ahead in the pattern, so I don't actually know what the next row is. So I can't keep working on it while we're doing this because I need to watch a video for 5 minutes. There's no written pattern. It's a free YouTube tutorial. There are no written patterns.
The things that we do for our crafts. The things that we do for
so
our
I
crafts.
So I just have to sit here and not work on the pretty thing that's nearly done.
Yeah.
The bra cups take forever. Because it's dense single crochet and not small in the bra cup area. But the rest of it from the last...
That dense single crochet.
Oh, yeah.
For what
you don't
what
want
you're
to see through
over?
Up there.
No.
But from the last one I made, the bra cups took forever. And then the rest of it, like, went whoosh, because it's just, like, lacy and it just goes so fast.
Yes.
So this is almost done. I want it to be done. Oops.
She's being overly affectionate with her microphone again this week.
I am, yes.
Gosh. All right.
Rubbing my boob covers on the microphone. Carry on. Salvage this mess, please.
Can do. All right. I've only got one thing left. Which, like, of course I do. Was it another cast on for myself? Of course it was. What did I end up doing? I ended up deciding that the Borg Club colorway, which I have four skeins to make a sweater out of, I had started to make the Night Shade Society sweater by Tristan of Dragon Horde Designs. And I realized that I couldn't see the cables or the lace or the bobble details with the way the yarn, the darkness of the yarn. So it was too dark for me to enjoy the details I was putting in. That's not going to work for me. So I'm going to make it in a lighter color. So I'm going to find a lighter shade of jewel tone that I have a better chance of seeing things in. I have four skeins of Harvest Moon. Is it Harvest Moon? Fall Harvest? It's not Harvest Moon. It's the wrong. I say it every time and I'm wrong. Guys, I will go find the colors. It's somewhere
is that a bag
behind me. Oh no, Harvest it's in Night? A bag on the floor. Maybe Harvest Night? I bought it to make the Witchling sweater, which I really like. Which I may honestly make, but I feel like that's got less heavy-duty speckle variegation to it, and it's a slightly, lightly, a lighter jewel tone color, so I might have a better chance of seeing the, maybe not the cables, but the lace, at least. Mm-hmm. And I like the low-profile baubles that are on it. Like, I don't like a poppy bauble.
Yeah.
That's cool. That just came out of my face. I did like it, but I ripped it because I was like, not keeping it. But what I do love, and what I keep putting on because it's not cold enough to wear yet, but I really, really, really want to wear, is my wood woes. Now, my wood woes, I made out of some Northern Cardinals, so like a nice red wood woes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when you have that favorite shirt and you wish you had it in like all the colors in two different sizes?
Yeah.
I'm doing the wood woes, but I'm doing a size larger in the Borg Club colorway. So I'm going to have a darker one. It's still going to be long sleeve, still going to have all the regular accoutrements for the wood woe sweater. But I'm making a slightly baggy version for the periods of your month where you're actually just a little bit larger than you are otherwise, because you're literally doing things with your body that require work. So I cast it on and I got through my ribbing and I've got my marker set out for my raglan sleeve increases. And I started this yesterday.
All right.
So I treated myself to a new cast on. It's the first ball that I'm working through. I left all the other balls out in the living room. But you can see, like, it's heavily, like, that nice lighter, it's a sickly acid green against a darker black green. But it's the glowy neon
electronics green.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. But it was hiding too much of the lace patterning and everything else. So it wasn't the right yarn color for the Nightshade Society sweater. So I'm going to have to find a different color. But Wood Woes doesn't care. I have a heavily variegated Wood Woes and it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So I very quickly.
That's going to be good. That's going to be so good.
Flipped through my ribbing. Same modifications that I always make for all my sweaters. I skip short rows because I've got too much torso and not enough space between my armpits and my head. For whatever reason, that is the combination of inchage that makes up Jocelyn. So I am set up for my raglan increases, which I'm going to begin once I'm done my work stuff for the day. Because I'd like to get that sweater to the point where it's roundy so I can take it to D&D. Because if I can take it to D&D,
then all the progress gets done.
Then I can sit there and work on a sleeve and crank out a sleeve in a couple of weeks and crank out a body in a month or two. So, like, I could conceivably be wearing this coming winter season simply because I have a bi-weekly D&D game where I'm sitting down for four and a half hours at a gaming table, and all I'm doing is gaming, so I got to keep my hands busy. And there's not a lot of dice rolling for me some days. Some days there's a lot of dice rolling for me.
Depends how much everybody's dying that day.
Depends how much everyone's dying that day. This past session, not so much. We did a lot of role play. There was a lot of montage traveling going on, which means we saw somebody, and my character was a sacrificial lamb to go up to see if they needed help. Why? Because that is what my character would do. So that's what she does. I mean, Jocelyn sighs inwardly every time Gertrude happily greets the new person and wanders over to see if she can help. I am one of those helpful people. Which is fine. But when we're doing that, there's not a ton for the cleric to do. So a good chunk of my day's role playing. And Gertrude knits, because of course Gertrude knits. And she drinks tea. She bought a flask that stays ever warm. I paid for that enchantment. I have a flask of tea that will always be just as hot as when I put it in there.
That's amazing.
I made a D&D version of a thermos. That's what I did, people. I made a D&D version of a thermos.
Always got to have that thermos of tea, even in game. Even in game when it makes absolutely no difference.
None whatsoever. Doesn't matter. My character. When we stop in town, I buy yarn per project. So I have to roll to see if I can find a place to find fine yarn. We don't argue that I could find yarn. Like, we don't... it's a thing. Like, the textile's been around for so long, it's yeah, it's obviously in medieval and in fantasy stuff, it's there. How obviously, clothing, yeah. They are clothed, it's there. It's fine, but I have to roll to find it, and I have to roll to find tea leaves and herbs. Sometimes I make tinctures. Right now we're drinking a mint tincture. So and that's what I do, because there's not a lot for her to do right now. Or I run around a lot saving people because they're all dead. And I'm like, yeah, just stay up. Just for one round. Don't go charging in. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Just saved you. Would you just stay just saved for just a minute?
For half a second, please and thank you. All right. But that's it. That's the last thing I've got.
I guess that brings us to wool gathering.
It does.
Yes, what is the word of the day?
Hiking. You know, okay. Who's giving me these words. You know who's sending me these words and who's keeping you in words. I don't even have to tell you. I know you know. I know you know.
All right. If for some reason you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server where we are active at all 11. Hours of the day and night.
I'm with ya. That was a lot of lemon. Okay. I'm good.
I just had a flashback in the middle of that where I'm like standing in front of a room full of people and volunteering at B-Sides, and I'm like, oh, hey, an ad read. I know how this works.
Wait a minute. I've done this.
I did the voice and the everything, and I just like never read this before, and I just did the thing. I'm like, okay, thank you to our sponsors, gold level, blah, 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 platinum sponsors, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. It's okay, every once in a while I'll do something on the fly and I'll be like, ooh, that was my podcaster voice. Oops.
I have a podcaster voice.
That happened.
Yep. Somewhere in the last 6.5 years we got podcaster voices.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was I saying? Patron-only Discord server. Active at all hours of the day and the night. Talking about all of the things, and such things as hiking through yarn stashes to find the perfect yarn for projects, or perhaps hiking through Ravelry rabbit holes to find the right pattern for the yarn.
Oh my god, was that ever a Ravelry hole? God, I love a Ravelry hole.
We love a good Ravelry hole.
We really do. Need to just ignore me. Continue. You're fine. I'm losing my mind.
What else? I said things about Patreon. For our higher tier Patreon members, we have monthly e-knit-ins. The next one of those, as I consult my notes, is going to be on Saturday, September the 23rd. And what else do we have coming up for everybody here on YouTube? We have our whip sprints coming up this Saturday, the 26th of August. All of these happen at noon Manitoba time. And we've got our next regularly scheduled live episode, as opposed to all of the other live episodes that have happened this month because of weird scheduling shenanigans. But our next regular live episode is going to be on Sunday, September the 3rd. And that will hopefully be back to our regularly scheduled lives and recorded episodes. Because August was weird.
August was weird. That's okay.
August was weird.
Tis.
All right, I think I've said all the things.
We've done all the things.
Your turn.
As always, we super understand financial budgets are a real life concern. If you can't financially support us, liking, subscribing, commenting here on the YouTubes as well as other social media platforms is a great way to interact with us and show us what you're working on. As always, we encourage people to go check out the show notes. Why? Because Diana does links. We all love a good link. I don't know how lazy you people are, but I will absolutely not go look things up if there isn't a link.
There will be links.
I am that human. We don't have a ton underway, ongoing, aforementioned as stuff that is occurring and or happening. We occasionally game on this channel. I might be bugging Diana to do some farming. I'm getting the itch to do some Stardew Valley farming.
Yeah.
What else?
I'm getting that itch too. It's been a while.
It's been a while. We've got the wrap up of the summer solstice knit with us shortly because the fall equinox is happening. Shortly.
Yeah, that'll be next month too. Yeah, uh-huh, figure out what I'm doing for that one.
I know my brain's like, oh, gotta do a thing. So that'll be the last knit with us for the year because we don't do a winter solstice one. We assume everyone's busy with their Christmas end of year celebration stuff. So
we do our yearly celebration one starting in January.
We do the podcast anniversary. Way off in the future at this point. For the moment, everybody start to panic. We're almost at Halloween, which means we're around the corner from Christmas. So if you haven't started your Christmas presents, you're in the same boat I am. I am behind this year and I do not like being behind. So I need to fix that.
I got a backlog of things I gotta do that I can't talk about because they're like presents or secret things.
I am very grateful.
I've been putting them off because I'm like, I need things to talk about on the podcast, but I really can't put them off anymore.
Very, very grateful that the people I knit for either don't remember when they do watch, are fine knowing in advance, so we don't really function on secret information, or are, you know, below the age of 16 and don't watch knitting YouTube channels. Which, legit, when you're like four, adults are boring. So, you know, I'm not offended. Not offended. So I need to start cranking those out. I have everything. So, and there's a friend of mine's got a baby due in January. So, like, I probably should do something for that too.
I have to knit a little dinosaur hat for a baby that's due in September. Thank you for reminding
that
me.
That is a much tighter deadline than mine. Good luck with
yeah,
that.
It's a newborn size baby hat with little stego spikes.
You should be able to crank that out
colors,
in a day or so.
Oh, I totally can. I just I need to buy the yarn. I'm making a note.
To do so?
Fair.
That's a thing. Oh, well, I think that's it then. We've got stuff upcoming. We've got stuff ongoing. Words are hard. I'm done. Let's call it. I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.
Don't forget to knit.
There was so much lemon, and I knew it was lemonade, and I had made it a strong lemonade, and I was unprepared for my own lemonade. Ooh-ha.
It was two lemons?
Was a lot of lemon in my face, and I loved it, but also sometimes you have to make that lemon face.